Thinking of Tryphaena makes me tired. I hope she is elsewhere in the palace tonight, perhaps reclining on her couch in the banquet hall. Oh, Isis, let the wine put her to sleep quickly. Arrow, my sweet old leopard, has jumped onto my bed, purring loudly. Her front paws are as big as my hands, and she is now licking those paws to wash her long, silvery whiskers. Moments ago, she finished eating a thick chunk of roasted lamb given to her by the royal cook. Good cat, I tell her, stroking her huge, spotted head, as I have every night since she was a kitten. Once I fall asleep, Arrow will leave my chamber to roam the dark gardens. Since she has just been fed, she will not bother our little cats who are out hunting mice and beetles. But woe to intruders! A leopard hides in the shadows of our palace walls. 7 Januarius. This morning, early, I slipped out to the tomb of King Alexander the Great, the founder of our city. It is near enough to the palace so that I was back before my sisters were awake.